You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Indian benchmark indices ended on negative note for the fourth straight session on May 29th, with Nifty around 22,700. The Sensex was down 667.55 points, or 0.89% at 74,502.90, and the Nifty was down 183.50 points, or 0.80% at 22,704.70. About 1,473 shares advanced, 1,871 shares declined, and 90 shares unchanged. Biggest Nifty losers included HDFC Life, SBI Life Insurance, ICICI Bank, Tata Consumer Products, and Tech Mahindra, while gainers were Hindalco, Power Grid Corp, Divis Labs, Nestle, and Sun Pharma. Mixed trend was seen on the sectoral front, with capital goods, telecom, healthcare, metal, power ended in green, while auto, bank, FMCG, IT, oil and gas, and realty down 0.3% to 1%. Up next, amid the ongoing heat wave in the national capital, the Delhi government has announced a fine of Rs 2,000 for anyone found wasting water. Starting tomorrow, teams will be deployed to inspect and penalize those misusing water resources. Delhi Water Minister Atishi has directed Delhi Jal Board CEO A. Anbarasir to form 200 teams to monitor and reduce cases of water wastage. These teams will visit residential areas to check for activities such as washing cars with water from a pipe, overflowing water tanks, and using domestic water supplies for commercial purposes or at construction sites. This measure comes a day after Atishi accused the Haryana government of not providing Delhi with its allotted share of water this month. Moving on, pharmaceutical company Alkem Laboratories on Wednesday recorded fiscal fourth quarter profit at Rs 293.56 crore, up 313.6% in comparison to Rs 70.98 crore during the corresponding year of FY23. It posted revenue from operations at Rs 2,935.82 crore, marginally higher as compared to Rs 2,902.60 crore recorded during the same period last year. The company EBITDA stood at Rs 402 crore, up 13.8% on year. The board of members at Alkem Laboratories recommended a final dividend of Rs 5 per equity share of Rs 2 each for the financial year ended 31 March 2024 for the approval of shareholders of the company at the ensuing annual general meeting. The pharma company said that the AG of the company shall be held on 30th August 2024. In another development, rating firm S&P Global Ratings on Wednesday upgraded India's sovereign rating outlook to positive from stable and affirmed the overall rating at BBB, citing robust growth and improved quality of government expenditure. It further stated that it could upgrade India's sovereign rating in the next 2 years if the country adopts a cautious fiscal and monetary policy that diminishes the government's elevated debt and interest burden while bolstering economic resilience. BBB is the lowest investment grade rating. The agency had last upgraded the rating outlook to stable from negative in 2010. Meanwhile, IRCTC shares fell 5.2% to an intraday low of Rs 1,027.15 after the company's net profit in Q4 of FY24 grew to Rs 284 crore from Rs 278.32 crore in the same period a year ago. The company's revenue stood at Rs 1,154.8 crore, a growth of 20% year-on-year, compared to Rs 965 crore in the previous year of the corresponding quarter. IRCTC's operating margin came in at Rs 402.96 crore, a growth of 3.4% on year. EBITDA margin stood at 34.89%, a fall of 19 percentage points on year. The reason behind the fall in margin was due to higher contribution of other segments such as catering and state Teertha and tourism, low-margin segments compared to internet ticketing. In other news, former US President hopeful Nikki Haley is under fire for writing "Finish Them" on an Israeli shell during a visit to sites near the northern border with Lebanon. The photograph showing Haley kneeling and writing with a purple marker was posted on X by Danny Danon, an Israeli parliament member and former ambassador to the United Nations, who accompanied her on the visit. The timing of the photo has sparked outrage on social media, particularly given that civilians are the majority casualties in Israeli attacks in Gaza. Criticism poured in from global users on the platform, condemning Haley's message as immoral and indicative of unconditional support for Israel. Lastly, shares of Hindalco surged 2% on the BSE during Wednesday's trading session, reaching a day's high of ₹695. This uptick followed the announcement that the company's subsidiary Novelis filed to offer 45 million shares in its US initial public offering IPO, with a price range set at $18 to $21 per share. Novelis, owned by the Aditya Birla's group Hindalco, aims to raise up to $945 million in its US public offering, according to the aluminum manufacturer and reported by Reuters on Tuesday. Novelis has applied to list its common shares on the New York Stock Exchange under the symbol NBL. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.